Nestled in a remote area of Johnson County near the Mulberry River is the tiny community of Oark. After a winding drive through the Ozark National Forest on State Highway 215, you'll arrive in Oark. As you arrive in town, you'll see the post office and the Oark School, home of the Hornets. Drive on down the main street and you'll arrive at Arkansas's oldest continuously operating business. Antique Coca-Cola signs and a comfy-looking front porch welcome patrons to the Oark General Store. It's been in operation since 1890.
What do you want to say?
I want to say mom.
What?
As you walk through the front door, you'll be greeted by the smell of a home-cooked meal and the store's owners, James and Carla Mitchell, and their two children, 5-year-old Trey and 3-year-old Kenny. The Mitchells have owned the Oark General Store for 3 years. They say the historic store, which at one time also doubled as the Oark Post Office, still has its original wood floors and walls.
From the front door all the way to the back door, that's the original floor and ceiling.
Right before World War II, they modified the building. They added a small section on with a concrete floor to service the community with feed and, you know, livestock type goods. And over the years, it's just kind of evolved into, you know, from a general store to support the local community with, you know, some groceries and whatnot to the restaurant and cafe.
Hanging all around the store are old signs and other antiques. The Mitchells want to keep the general store's historic atmosphere intact.
We're really trying to get pieces, you know, from the period, you know, from when the store was, you know, originally opened.
And also from the local area.
Who brought the squash? Nancy Johnson. We're gonna whoop somebody.
Every day, the Oark General Store serves up home-cooked meals for breakfast and lunch. Visitors to the store enjoy dishes such as
fresh cube steak, mashed out, hand-breaded. All of our sauces and gravies are homemade, hand-breaded catfish, salads.
Some different sandwiches, just a little bit of everything.
I tried the buttermilk pie, which, by the way, is amazing. A new addition to the store's home-cooked menu is barbecue. Every Friday night, James puts a pork shoulder on to smoke. You can enjoy a pulled pork special every Saturday at the Oark General Store. However, the store is most famous for its burgers.
That's kind of our forte. You know, that's all the bikers, you know, come in for our burgers. We do big half-pound burgers. You know,
pan patty, they're not frozen.
Yeah.
It's all fresh ingredients. They're really good.
The Mitchells say the store has a diverse array of customers. Some are locals who stop in for a meal or to pick up a few groceries. Others are tourists. They've had visitors from nearly every state in the Union and from all over the world. Oark is along the Trans-American Trail, a motorcycle trail that stretches from Tennessee to Oregon. In the summer, the Mitchells say the store is a popular stop for many motorcycle riders.
Every type of bike you can imagine. I mean, everything from the smallest little tiny, you know, European scooter all the way up to the biggest, you know, Harley dresser and everything in between. Especially during bike spools and barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
We get just, you know, for 3 or 4 days, we just get inundated with bikes.
James and Carla Mitchell aren't originally from Oark. They were both born in Oklahoma. Before buying the Oark General Store, James traveled around the country doing technology work for Bank of America, and Carla worked for several different law firms. After James helped his father build a cabin on a piece of property near Oark, the Mitchells decided to settle in the area.
I've been on the road most of my natural born life, and when my dad found this piece of property, I told him, you know, this is where I wanted to settle down. You know, I wanted to be able to sit on the front porch and watch my kids walk to school every day, sit on the front porch, you know, watch them walk home from school in the middle of the afternoon, and even at our busiest of times, be able to step out back and spend 30 minutes with them, an hour with them, you know, when they come in from school, be able to, you know, interact with them and not have to be, you know, a latchkey family.
The Mitchells say Oark's geographic distance from other towns creates a real sense of community amongst its residents.
As a society, I think we're not getting any better. I think we've seen the best of times. I think everything's going to be kind of downhill from here. So my desire was to try to get in with a true community. We have four or five or six local gardens that everybody, we'll get together, we'll prep, for the season. Everybody will plant together. Everybody will, harvest together. I've seen enough of technology that I really kind of just wanted to step back and, kind of turn my back on it for a while.
The general store helps contribute to OARC's sense of community.
It's the wedding chapel, it's the funeral parlor, it's, the Saturday night hangout for the high school kids. It's the community hug in the morning for breakfast. It's really all those things. And I think there's a real symbiotic relationship between the school, the store, and the community. I mean, I think all three, definitely feed off of each other.
The historic OARC General Store is open Monday through Thursday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., Friday and Saturday from 7 to 8, and on Sunday from 8 to 5. For more information, visit oarcgeneralstore.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Luke Gramlich.